there, audience and fellow bookworms. Today I am here, Alexandra Pichugina, from Class Lit, a podcast about literature and its various themes and messages. Today's episode will be On the Glass Castle by Jeanette Walls, a well-known story and an interesting one at that. The Glass Castle is centered around Jeanette Walls, the main character, which is actually an autobiography, so it is a real story. Jeanette Walls was a little girl who grew up with a weird family who were rather reclusive. Her parents preferred to live off the grid, and they often moved from place to place. They lived in poverty most of the time, and had little to eat often. She often switched schools, and she was pretty close to her other siblings. In the Glass Castle, Jeanette Walls grew up with the hope that one day her father would find gold and build a glass castle. Her and Rex were close, and he considered Jeanette to be his favorite child. Over time, however, Jeanette grew up, and she saw many things, became more mature and less naive. As she underwent this process, she couldn't help but realize that much of what her parents did was either bad or disagreeable to her. With the loss of her naivety, she realized that her father striking gold with a self-invented device and building the glass castle was but a pipe dream. Despite having reached this conclusion, she still upheld the hope that this dream might someday become a reality for quite some time. The point in the book when Jeanette and her siblings were truly free to live a life of their own choosing was when they abandoned this dream. Only when the children, Jeanette especially, who was quite attached to her father and this dream, dropped this promise, could they live a life they would be happy with. The theme or message that I saw from these observations was sometimes giving up hopes and dreams does not only provide relief of a burden, but can also be a necessity to live a satisfactory life. To elaborate further, let us take a look at Jeanette Walls, who grew up with the promise, hope, and dream of finally settling down and being well off financially with her family, as her father had painted this ideal picture in her mind by constantly voicing his fantasies to her. The truth was that not only was this a wonderful promise, it was also a delusion. Over time, as the mirage was seen through by the siblings, it became more of a burden than a hope to keep living for. Through difficulties, and had they not abandoned this dream, and it turned into a pitiful deception, they would not be able to leave their parents or live life to the fullest. They would not have achieved what they did, and most certainly would not be happy. So here is a major lesson I have learned from this biography. Although hopes and dreams are what help guide us during dark times and aid in achieving ambition, in some cases they are best abandoned, so one may free themselves from their shackles. If anyone were to take these words to heart, more people would lead better lives. This theme made me think about the Mirror of the Arised in Harry Potter. It reflects not realities, but our deepest desires. The people sitting in front of it, however, would become heartbroken and distraught over the fact that what they saw wasn't real or attainable, some even to the point of insanity. I find this message one of importance and interest because, while it is not rare, as people might think in literature, people barely discuss it, perhaps due to its unpleasant nature. Usually we are told not to give up our dreams, to not lose hope, to believe in promises, to never give up. We are told this by parents, teacher, friends, and siblings. Yet here is advice that tells you the exact opposite, that hope can be futile and dreams torturous. It might be not a pleasant realization, but a vital one. Another message, or more rather made an observation through this story, is that nothing lasts forever. Jeanette constantly moved around with her family, due to it being legal problems or debts. They constantly moved and constantly had to abandon what little life they made in the towns they had stopped by. She couldn't make friends. Her family never grew attached to any places. And that just shows that nothing is truly permanent in this world. Just as Jeanette's hope and dream of being together with her family, like the way her father envisioned, it also didn't last. So not only are living places not permanent, so are hopes and our visions. This shows that nothing stands the test of time forever. Everything eventually ends. Everything eventually comes to an end. And I could really make a connection to this because as a child, I also moved around a lot with my family. And because of this, I never grew attached to places. At some point, I just stopped caring. I can just move out and I won't really care because I wouldn't grow attached to these places. It was difficult for me to make friends because I was ready to pick up whenever and leave. I stopped growing attached to people, places, things. I just stopped, just like Jeanette. And I could really make a connection to this. That nothing is permanent. That is another important message, because often people think that this, oh, something will last forever. They have this vision, they have this dream, they have this ideal, they have this job, maybe. And the truth is, nothing is permanent. Life is unpredictable. Just like Rex. Rex always kept switching jobs. He didn't know when he would get kicked off this one or would have to leave or would be unsatisfied. Everything was unpredictable. It was like a flip of a coin. One moment you're there and the next you have to move. And I found a lot of relatable things in this case. Because we moved from one country to the next, from one city to another. And you realize at one point that, you know, it's unstable. At first you're upset about it like Jeanette was. She made friends sometimes, but she would have to abandon them. But eventually she just stopped caring. Nothing in life is permanent. Nothing. Even things that would be our constant. To Jeanette, her constant was this ideal that her father painted for her, the glass castle, her family being well off and together. But Rex had self-destructive behavior that prevented this from happening. So in the end, even this hope that she cherished, that was the one constant in her life, the one thing that she could hold on to, even that didn't last. And it is rather sad to show that nothing in life is stable. And that is another important message I gleaned from this, another important theme. All right, this concludes this episode 1, and I would like to thank you all for listening. This is Oleksandra Petrugina signing off from Class Lit. Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you next time. Bye!